Chapter 3. After his last cup of tea, Malcolm goes out for a long walk. He takes 2 books with him to study. "Mrs. Dempster, I am going out now. I will return late in the afternoon. Can you clean the paintings in my room? I want to see those pictures clearly," he says to the cleaning woman. He takes a walk in the fields. He enjoys it because it is a beautiful day. Then he sits under a tree and reads for several hours. In the afternoon, he walks back home. But on the way, he stops at Mrs. Whittam's inn, the Good Traveler. He needs to talk to her about the enormous rat. He walks into the inn's sitting room. Mrs. Whittam is sitting with a stranger and talking to him. When she sees Malcolm, she stops talking immediately. She rises from her chair and goes near him. "Malcolm, this is Dr. Thornhill. He is a close friend of mine. And he is very interested in you," she says. Malcolm and the doctor shake hands, and then the 3 of them speak about Malcolm's family and his studies. Afterwards, the doctor begins asking Malcolm some questions about his health. Mrs. Whittam looks uneasy now, and Malcolm suspects that the doctor's visit has a special purpose. The doctor's visit can be Mrs. Whittam's plan. "Perhaps she wants him to talk to me," he thinks to himself. Then to the doctor he says, "Dr. Thornhill, I can gladly answer all of your questions, but I am curious about something. You are not here just for a visit, I think. Mrs. Whittam wants you to talk to me about my health, doesn't she?" At this moment, Mrs. Whittam's face becomes red. The doctor is a friendly, sincere man. He smiles and says, "Yes, she does. I want to be frank with you. Mrs. Whittam worries about you very much. You are staying alone in the judge's house. Also, you work too hard and drink too much tea. She says you don't get enough sleep. So, I must give you some advice. That's why I'm here." "Well, Mrs. Whittam is right, but I have a very important examination. I must work very hard. I don't have much time to sleep, and the judge's house is very quiet. I am staying there because I want to be alone," explains Malcolm. "Well, young man, you should stop drinking so much tea, and you should go to bed earlier. You must take good care of yourself. You should be careful about your health." "I must thank you, doctor, for your kindness and advice. I will not drink tea anymore. And tonight, I will go to bed at 1 o'clock. I will not work until dawn. I promise you and Mrs. Whittam," says Malcolm. "That's very good, but I suppose you have some trouble in that house? Tell me about it, please," says the doctor. "Perhaps I can help you." "Well, there are hundreds of rats there, but they are not a problem for me," answers Malcolm. "Those rats are very playful. I watch them with pleasure. Their noise sometimes disturbs me. Then I scare them away and they escape. But there is one evil rat. It is enormous. It comes down the wall every night. It sits in the chair by the fire and stares at me with evil eyes. I try to kill it, but it escapes." Afterwards, Malcolm tells the doctor everything about the last 2 nights. He tells him about the rope, too. Mrs. Whittam becomes very scared now and gives out a scream. Malcolm goes to the kitchen and brings her a glass of water. When she feels better, the doctor asks Malcolm, "Does the evil rat always go up that rope?" "Yes, always. It comes down on that rope, too," answers Malcolm. "Hmm," thinks the doctor for a second, and then asks, "Do you know what that rope is, young man?" "No, I don't. It is the rope of the alarm bell on the roof, I suppose. It is very strong, but soft. Well, that is a hangman's rope. The hangman makes a noose at the end of it and puts the noose over a criminal's head. Then he hangs the criminal. It is the judge's decision, the doctor explains slowly. Now, Mrs. Whittam screams in fear again. She doesn't feel well. So the two men help her to recover. Afterwards, Malcolm gets ready to leave. Oh, it is dinner time, Malcolm says, looking at his watch. I must leave now. I must study harder tonight. He wishes them good night and walks to the judge's house. Mrs. Whittam is feeling better now, but she is angry at the doctor. She says, "Why do you tell such a horrible thing? The young man has enough problems. Now he will think about the rope all night. He will be more tired tomorrow." "But I have a good purpose. I want him to be careful about the rope. He must pay more attention to it. The young man works too hard, and he is very nervous. So he can't think very well. But he still looks healthy and clever," the doctor tells her. Then he adds, "The rats and the devil! That's too much for him. I want to go and stay with him tonight, but he won't like it, I know. So I can't go." As the doctor is leaving the inn, he stops at the door and says, "Something bad can happen in the judge's house tonight. I hope the young man pulls the alarm bell rope and gives us a warning. And we will go there quickly. I will stay awake tonight and keep my ears open." Mrs. Whittam panics at the doctor's words. "Oh, Dr. Thornhill, what do you mean? What do you mean?" "I mean, perhaps we will hear the alarm bell from the judge's house tonight."